on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Robert Kennedy Jr., the president-elect Trump's pick for health secretary, is set to meet with more than two dozen senators. And ABC's Mary Bruce says Kennedy's views about vaccines will be a key focus.
Some Democrats highlighting Kennedy's other positions that fall outside the medical mainstream, including his opposition to fluoride in public drinking water. But Kennedy could win over some support on the left, especially for his fight against processed foods. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders suggesting he's open to supporting him.
A former FBI informant set to plead guilty today to lying about a phony bribery scheme involving President Biden and his son Hunter. That formed a key pillar of the Republican impeachment inquiry in Congress. Local lawmakers in the Northeast continue to call for more federal support to deal with drone sightings, and Syria's ousted leader Bashar Assad speaking for the first time since he fled for Russia, saying he never planned to flee and calling the rebels terrorists. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Local law enforcement agencies are asking residents to be alert and aware of a scam targeting the elderly in our area. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says victims are being scammed out of thousands of dollars by people who phone them saying their loved ones are in jail or have been in an accident. Outagamie County, Brown County Sheriffs, De Pere Police, Ashwaubenon Public Safety, and the Fox Valley Metro Police Department are all working together to identify and arrest those responsible. See our story at WISS.FM for more information. Appleton International Airport's adding more flights and routes to prepare for the NFL Draft 2025 that's coming to Green Bay in April. American Airlines is adding flights from Phoenix, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Delta Airlines is adding an additional flight from Atlanta, and Allegiant is adding services to Pittsburgh, Providence, Rhode Island, and Canton, Akron, Ohio. And it's adding to several other existing schedules. ATW is undergoing a major terminal expansion that will be close to completion by the time of the NFL draft. The Menominee Park Zoo in Oshkosh celebrated the opening of the bear and fox exhibit and the arrival of its new black bear, Mr. Reeves, at a ribbon cutting Sunday. Chad Dahlman, Assistant Parks Director in Oshkosh.
He was in a community. He's a little bit of a nuisance. And then when they captured him, the community was a little concerned about that he's going to be euthanized. Then we educated him that he's going to be coming to a zoo to be a conservational and educational piece for us. So it kind of changed the outlook of that taking place. So long process through them. But then here he is, so it's a good thing.
The Menominee Park Zoo is free to visit and will be open 10 till 2, Monday through Friday, through the winter. The zoo is closed December 24th and 25th. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
The Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Dobbs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A little foggy this morning. It'll be cloudy with sprinkles or drizzle through much of the day today, and then becoming windy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 41. Tonight, breezy, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35, with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
And Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Packer-winning Monday. John Miller, NBC 26. Talked about that Packers win last night. Kristen Ambo standing by once again for Point Mortgage. You know she had like 30 cars in her life,
John? Oh, really? We were talking about cars, John.
Yeah John, we're talking
during
about
the
cars.
Break, because she's sporting this. Okay. Yeah. She's very competitive and great customer service, but she also drives a Mercedes.
And her dad also owned a car dealership. John, have you ever driven a cool car? I've never owned a cool. I owned one cool car. Actually, it was my brother's car, and he loaned it to me. It was his 1967 GTO. Then I thought I was going to be this cool guy years ago when I was in between. I was kind of like single guy. You got the money here because you cash everything in. And I thought it was going to be cool. I bought a Ford Probe, which I thought was going to be a really cool car, and it turned out to be not a cool car at all. And this is a true story, John. I used to have to go over to Brett Favre's house every Monday morning, like about this time, to do a radio thing with him that was sent statewide. I'd chop it up into sound bites, whatever. And I'm backing onto Brett Favre's driveway, and I smash up the back end on the pillar where his mailbox was. So I've never owned a cool car.
Yeah, I know. That's a hilarious story.
It's a true story.
The coolest car I think I've driven is my wife's Ford Explorer. Otherwise, I'm driving around a 2011 Chevy Malibu I've had for over a decade.
John, there were times I would prop up a pillow and put the microphone on the pillow, and he would lay with his head still on the pillow and ask him questions alongside his bed.
Because he was still sleeping?
Well, he was still so. I will say one thing about Brett, man. I know he used to tear it up a little bit, off the field, but when you'd see him, like in his real life, he would have bruises upon bruises. Everybody talks about how tough he was, but he took a pounding. He did. I mean, he didn't shy from contact and everything.
No, he was
and
tough.
It showed. It was something else how beat up he was some days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, never forget those pictures that came out after the Bounty Gate, the 2009 NFC Championship game. Those were brutal.
Yeah. You should have seen his ankle that one time, right when they said, oh, he's going to miss his first game. Then he threw for like 5 touchdowns against the Bears. You should have seen his ankle, what that looked like.
Just an Iron Man.
Yes.
So that would be another like him.
Yes. Well, John Miller, NBC 26. John, tell us what else you think heading out these last few weeks of the stretch run for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I kind of think, Edgerrin Cooper on that defense, the rookie linebacker, makes it go. I mean, what that guy does for that defense, whether it's bringing pressure, I mean, the linebackers the last few games are getting killed in coverage. I think Isaiah McDuffie allowed something like 230 yards in pass coverage over the last two games. Cooper comes in, he gets a sack, he gets basically the game-winning interception. He made the first tackle on special teams. I mean, this guy can do it all, and I think if he can stay healthy, the defense has a weapon who can blitz, who can pass cover, and he's going to be real dangerous for them, and it was just so great to see that defensive line get home with 7 sacks yesterday. I mean, that was huge. If they could play complimentary football and they get hot, it's going to be a good time.
Well, I'll tell you what, heading down to the stretch run like that, and there were even Chris Collinsworth last night was saying, okay, they got Jair Alexander coming back. They've got the other tight end coming back. They got the other DB coming back. They've been doing this with some piecemeal type of replacements. And Collinsworth was saying the same thing. Nobody's really noticing the Packers.
I think that's national media-wise. I think the Packers are on the radar of every team that's going into the playoffs because Matt LaFleur is well-respected. So, but, yeah, if they can get Jair back, they're going to be looking real good here. And it was good to see Carrington Valentine get his first career interception yesterday. But they got to stop doing the rotation between him and Stokes. I think Valentine is clear-cut the better player.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, give us your predictions. What's going to happen over these next couple of weeks in the National Football League?
Oh, man, the Packers will win two out of their last three, I think. I don't know who they lose to, but I think they win two out of their last three, and they go 12-5. And then, I don't know, I think the Lions maintain the one seed. It's really hard to bet against them. Yeah. And, you know, Philadelphia, they still play in the NFC East. It's still a really tough division down the stretch.
Okay, so the bottom line, we went when Jordan Love was hurt and went out to the casino and bet the Packers, which the odds were the best that week, to win the NFC Championship. I'm looking around here, Todd, for that ticket. I got to find it. You think that's going to happen?
It feels so crazy, right? Because me and former sports director Brandon Kinnard were talking yesterday about week one, and then, Jordan Love goes down and you're like, oh, that could be the season if this is season ending. And now the Packers do look like a team that can win the NFC Championship game. I mean, what a blessing it is that he's come back and, come back 100% now. But, yes, they definitely have a shot to win the NFC Championship
game. All right, I'll give you 10%. That's great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Hey, did anything happen with Christian Watson at the very, second to last play of the game?
Yeah, apparently got kicked in the shin. He said he's fine.
Okay. If you talk to Coach LaFleur, bring this up to him. I think what they need to do when they've got a lead like that with about 4 or 5 minutes left, bring in Malik Willis and have him run a set number of plays where he carries the ball and things like that. I don't like Jordan Love being in the game when basically the game is won.
I don't know. 10 points was still a little too close for it. Well, yeah, I guess 17 there. My bad. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. LaFleur likes to play it safe, and he never really counts his wins before they're done.
Could you at least bring it up to him? That's all I'm asking,
Johnny. Could you imagine if you put in the second guy and you lost? That would be career ending.
John, just bring it up.
You're paying him to play. Yeah. Let him play the whole game. $250 million or whatever he's making, he can play.
Hey, John Miller, I just want to say one thing. You guys, with your local sports, what you guys have done and the feature stories you're doing feature stories that in my day, that was kind of the cornerstone of sports. And I like the fact that you guys find some really interesting feature stories on local athletes to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my favorite part of the job. I mean, I love going out to those small towns in Door County or, west towards Shawano, south towards Waupun. I mean, those are my favorite things to do. And honestly, during the Packers season, I love covering the Packers, but I really miss getting out and telling those high school stories or any kind of general stories from around the Fox Valley. That's the best part of the job is meeting people and finding out who they are, what made them and what
couldn't agree more.
And I would agree with that, John. Last week, Johnny and I, did an off-site show, and we had the Bayport High School football team. Some of the seniors there. And just a great group. You can just tell, right, just how respectful, and Mr. Mino this, and just very respectful group. I said to the coach, these are pretty good students. He goes, oh, these are great students. And then that night, I went to the new community shelter, and the Notre Dame football team is there helping out serve some food. So those are the kind of stories I think people need to hear besides five touchdowns all this other stuff that they do. So I really love when you do those stories and get behind the scenes and, do you like music or what else do you do besides play football? And those are some pretty interesting kids we have in this community that are going to go on to do great things, whether it's football or not.
I had a great advice one time when I was starting. I said, let me tell you something. Everybody can cover a ball game. Everybody can cover this. Everybody can cover that. Go beyond the number.
Right.
Do something where their number doesn't matter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's
the key. Yes, yes, yes.
And I'll tell you, Jim was a little shocked about one thing. how big those kids were.
Oh, my God. Then what are they putting in these kids' food?
Right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It is.
Well, I see some of those kids from Notre Dame at the gym. A lot of, you know, a couple of football players, a couple of hockey players. I mean, these kids, they know that they need to start early. I mean, I think they take bodybuilding way more seriously than just going in and hitting some squats and a bench like we used to do back in the day.
I would agree. That happens in a lot of sports, but even with golf, which I know you guys don't, covered as much, but all winter they're into that indoor golf stuff and doing, working on their swings and getting videoed. So,
well, not only that, though, I thought you were going to go with their weightlifting. They're big into weightlifting now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Aren't they, John?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Weightlifting, bodybuilding. I mean, these kids, they're also training more than ever. I mean, it's insane. How much, speaking of those, you know, small stories or those finding those stories, I mean, we did a huge feature on, like, kids training for, like, high school football combines. I mean, they never stop.
Yeah. But the point I want to make, and I know you agree with this, is that these are good kids. I mean, these are going to go to medical school, and, you know, it's not like, oh, the dumb jock type thing. You know, these, they're just, and they're very concerned about the community, and they were just brought up right, or maybe it's, you know, that whole Wisconsin nice.
Well,
but
you know,
I was totally impressed with it. I met a few of them at Brayport, but I know quite a few.
I will say this, though. There's an era of coaching now that's a lot
maybe
different than
it.
Our era,
right.
Where it was just like,
they
you
care
know,
more about.
Exactly. The whole
person.
Experience. Yep, the whole person. Well, John Miller, listen, we're going to let you go. How many reps are you going to do today at 225?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to do 225 today. I think I'm going to go... Yeah. I think I'm going to try to do some. I'll do reps, but not that many.
Quitter. Quitter. Wow.
I was going to go today, but he always hogging the machine. So
yeah,
I'll see
exactly.
You tomorrow.
I went to a contest between our guy Jesse, who just walked in, and John, who could bench press 200 pounds more. How many times could you do 200 pounds?
Me?
Yeah.
Man, 200?
Yeah.
Probably like almost 50.
50? Or 50. Are you curious? Are you serious?
5-0 or 1-5? 5-0. Wow.
Jesse, how many times did you do 200?
Jesse just shook his head and walked out.
Okay, Jesse's not in this one. He's not playing.
All right, John Miller, NBC 26 Sports Director. Thank you for all the great work you do around
keep up
here.
The good work.
And really appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
I bet. Thanks, brother. See ya. Kristen! Okay, so Kristen and I were talking during the break. She's had, like, tell her, this is a funny story. She's had, I said the story, I've never owned a cool car. And Kristen owned 30 of them?
Gosh, I probably. I was saying my dad ran a car dealership while I was growing up.
You can say the name.
And so he was a big part of the sales team at Gander Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. And reported directly to Ivan and started Gander West Mason for them and things like that. So I think while I was in high school, I had... probably 10 different cars in the 3 years.
Wow.
When you grow up a car lot kid, it's a turnstile. So, no, we were joking because I also try to buy them right?
Right.
So,
oh, yeah.
The car I have now, I bought off of, it was a loaner because my dad also taught me that if you buy used and not new, you get the used car price.
Oh, yeah.
And the new car warranty. And then all the extra warranties. So so that's how I do it.
I mean, she can give us some car buying advice.
Absolutely.
I'm a financial wonder.
Yes, you are.
They don't all have to be on the car lots in Green Bay. You know what I mean? I bought a car. Get this, Johnny. I bought a car in Flint, Michigan. Flew out there, bought the car, and drove back.
Yep.
And, it was just a very enjoyable drive. It was a car like yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can find a good deal, and you got to factor that all in.
Absolutely. Did you hang around the north side of Flint in your nice new car?
It drove back. It was daylight.
You did not. We got to set our quick break. Len Nelson, Michael Bailey from Steam coming up. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage, back after this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Funny thing, some people give me a nickel, brother, can you spell that? Money can drive some people out of their mind.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. Jesse, you got a little something new you got to do. Our man Jesse, or one of our marketing guys, just made
those unbelievable cookies.
Delicious chocolate cookies.
Okay, okay. All right. Who here though doesn't believe he made those? Because they look a little too perfect.
I asked him, but the way he was like, handing them out.
Just because you ask somebody doesn't mean that they're lying to you.
That's a good point.
But they kind of came.
Kristen,
in a little,
what's your vote?
Little sketch.
Yeah,
too good.
What do you think? Little sketch.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
All right, John. What do you? Jim.
I think his mom made them.
Yeah, I do too.
They are really, really good. They're really good.
Because he did have a little bit of a smirk on his face.
So
and my husband can bake like no other, and I cannot. So he kicks my butt. So there's potential.
Okay. I've never baked it. I've never used an oven. Can you believe that?
How do you make frozen pizza?
I don't. I personally don't. I know.
I wouldn't know
how long to cook something in an oven. And preheating, I have no idea what preheating is.
Wow.
Well,
I know.
Bringing it up to the temperature.
I know.
Okay, cooking, I can cook. Baking is not my jam.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you see this new thing coming out there where they're telling people to throw away their black plastic utensils? Because they're recycled plastic out of stuff, and then when they get heated up, that stuff gets released. Now,
that's going
to be a big thing in regards to even plastic bottles, you know, if they get warm and everything like that. They say throw out your black plastic utensils.
I believe it.
Yeah. Don't ever bring them in.
Yeah. Going home today and throwing them all out. Time to clean up those.
I would never have them anyway.
It's called silverware.
Who would ever have that? Nobody. Nobody has that.
And they can break, too.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying. I just read that. I don't know if anybody else ever see that out there. You know, text us, let us know.
Why would you have plastic? I mean, we talked about that once before, but why would you have that? There's no advantage to them at all. And it's not good for the environment. And to wash a fork is like not, you know, it's not hard.
I don't know why people use plastic. I just don't get it.
All right.
But
Kristen Ambos, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Point
how
mortgage.
Are you?
Good. Tell us again, okay?
This has been such a fun morning.
This is great having you here. We're going to back it all the way up to the very beginning, talking about mortgages.
Yeah.
And you said this has been a unique, because this time of year is normally the slow time for real estate and for yourself and giving out loans.
Absolutely.
Tell us the difference between these last couple of months versus what is norm.
I think it's the people still want to be homeowners.
Yeah.
And they're still thriving on being a homeowner. So they're doing things that they can do to help. And a lot of it is people are more educated. So they're set up a little bit better coming into it. Don't get me wrong, though. We've got a couple people who do this last minute. And it's a complete, Can't swear. I can't swear on the radio.
I understand.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, and but then they're the same client that's like, I'm so sorry because last week if you would have asked me if I was doing this, I would have said no. And now here we are. So it's a kind of a disaster,
in a unique,
yeah,
weird way.
Yep.
Has the high cost of rent possibly pushed people more into looking into buying a home?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Because if they're going to spend the money on rent, they may as well buy. Coming up with the down payment things is probably the most difficult part, but the down payment assistance that's out there right now is amazing and probably the best it's ever been in my career.
The down payment assistance, you're talking like NeighborWorks, that type of program?
NeighborWorks is amazing.
Yeah, they're coming on here.
Yeah. NeighborWorks is amazing. If you're in Brown County, I sit on their lending committee.
Yeah.
And it is such an amazing attribute we have, and it used to just be Green Bay. Now it's Brown County.
Yeah.
So it's the whole county. It doesn't matter where
you're
from.
And I'm sure there's a NeighborWorks in Oshkosh and Appleton too.
There's not. Well, there's Appleton Housing Authority.
Okay, yeah.
But they do run out of funds. Same thing with Oshkosh, where NeighborWorks, I have yet to see them ever run out of funds. So,
and they do a lot of
ton for our community.
Yeah, they're going to be coming out here. Noel Halverson, yes, is who we're kind of bringing in.
Yeah. Noel's awesome. Maureen over there.
But that down payment assistance, and we've talked a little bit. Is that the biggest issue, you think? Because the interest rates are the interest rates, right? 6, 7, whatever.
Well, the other kind of silent killer to it right now is the credit card debt. So that's something that a lot of people are not talking about, is the credit card debt that's out there. And a lot of people are just maxed out on it. So it's taking their debt to income ratios up crazy high. But one of the things that we're doing, and we're having a lot of success, I mean, multiple clients in this last week or 2 weeks that we're closing, where they're selling homes and they're making so much on them that we're paying off all their debt, putting them into a new home.
Wow.
With like a minimum down.
Clean slate.
And they're getting a clean slate. They don't have to worry about foreclosing and things that people did 10, 15 years
That's
ago.
Cool.
They're starting over. It's a really nice fresh start.
And then take that as a gift.
Absolutely. And learn. And we're having the conversations of,
That's great.
Is a clean slate. Don't go back to the credit cards.
Right.
Don't go, you know, because it happened for people so quickly where they were at an 8 or 9% credit card rate, so it wasn't bad. Totally had a handle on it. And within like 2 months, all of a sudden they were at 20, and 2 months later they were at 30. And then you don't just pay interest on the new debt. You pay that 20-30% on everything you had. So their credit cards just stacked, and there's hardly a way out of it. But you can use your equity to get out and start over a fresh, clean slate.
That's awesome.
So it's a really great way to use the equity you have now into that fresh start.
All right. If somebody's thinking, hey, you know what? This new year, we're buying a house.
Yep.
Tell them what they should do.
Yeah.
First,
give me a call, please. And let's go over what that looks like. I'm already talking with clients who want to start selling their home in April or May because they either have to declutter, they have to pay off some debt, they have to save a little bit of money. It's never too early to start and to get that game plan in place so that you can be fully prepared. When you're fully prepared, it's a much more enjoyable process.
And there's no guarantees as far as what's going to happen rate-wise and whatever. But at least things on the surface seem to have stabilized.
They stabilized for sure, and I think that we're going to continue to see that stability. I don't think there's going to be any huge increases or low lows. So I think we're stable in a market where you can really plan accordingly. The other thing I would say is to the people who are out there in 3 or 5 year adjustable rate mortgages, don't wait till the rates fall, because the likelihood of them staying more stable and just getting a slight decrease this next year is there. Get out of them and get on a fixed rate as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So many people are on fixed rates on adjustable rate mortgages because they thought that was the smarter bet because they were lower
rate.
That
would scare me to have that.
But they have to requalify for that fixed rate, for that refinance. So be prepared now.
How do they get a hold of you?
920-606-1156.
Email?
KAMBOS, KAMBOS at pointmtg.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, guys.
Right. I always learn when you're here.
Good, I'm glad.
That's good stuff.
Me too.
Y'all bet. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage. You're awesome. Thank you so much for what you do.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. When we come back, Len Nelson, Micah Bailey from Steam. About a big concert coming up in Marinette. That's next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The December 10th meeting of the Oshkosh Common Council was the last official meeting for retiring City Administrator Mark Roloff. The council presented him with plaques and recognition for his 16 years of service. Roloff got emotional during the presentation.
It's been an honor to serve this community. Great elected officials, great staff, and just a great community. We're going to stay here in Oshkosh because we love it here. We chose to come to Oshkosh, but Oshkosh is making us stay.
The council appointed John Fitzpatrick, the current assistant city manager, to serve as interim city manager from January 4th until a new manager assumes the position. An Ogdensburg woman and a senior at Lawrence University were both given Making Democracy Work Awards from the League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox City Saturday. Helene Pohl of Ogdensburg was honored for her extensive research on DEI issues affecting healthcare access across the Fox Valley. She also contributed to the League's DEI-related work helping Afghan and Haitian immigrants in the Appleton, Wapaka, and New London areas. And Lawrence senior Eliza Peets was cited for her leadership in launching events, engaging students in the democratic process, and helping students register to vote before the November 2024 election. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization that helps people become active, informed voters. It does not support nor oppose any political party or candidate. The League strives to engage all people by infusing diversity, equity, and inclusion into its work. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little foggy this morning. It'll be cloudy with sprinkles or drizzle through much of the day today, and then becoming windy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 41. Tonight, breezy, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35. With some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to John Miller, NBC 26 Sports Director, talking about wrapping up that Packer game and what's going to come up ahead. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage, Brittany Merlot, and now Michael Bailey from Steam is joining us. You lost your sidekick this morning?
I think so, yeah. Right. Maybe, I don't
see
know.
If Len can make it here. But yeah. Michael, we were just talking about that. Oh, just the only time I saw you live is that night at the Whammies, and it's like, I wish you guys would have done about six songs, because I just really enjoyed that.
It's just it's a cool gig. As I can understand why people love to go for it, and I'm going to always support it.
And so. You're not only a good musician and have some, but you like to share it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's really cool, because there's a lot of talent, and sometimes people don't share it like I think they should or could, you know. And this event that you have coming up in Marinette at that age, what?
It's a Marinette community center.
Yeah, right.
I mean, in a beautiful, beautiful building. Let's face it, there's ice hockey going on during a show.
But you know one thing, though? Marinette... I'll tell you what, they work hard on getting great music, great entertainment to that community, don't they, though?
He's busting it.
Sean's
doing a great job up there. And, you know, I called him a couple of years ago and said, hey, man, I got this show. You want to try it? And he did. And it was back to the gills last year.
Well, let me just talk about it. Community Rec Center for Kids from 1 to 92, an unforgettable holiday concert featuring the 13-piece band Steam.
Yep.
Enjoy beloved Christmas and holiday classics like The Christmas Song, which is actually chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jim.
Steve's dad wrote that. Yep.
He always, this guy gives me a hard time.
Because he says that the first three words of the song, for John, is the title. So he goes, you know, I love City Sidewalks. That's my favorite. I'm like, John, I think that's called Silver Bells. No, it's called Silver.
I like it.
John Mellencamp's
but he has Joy to the World down. So.
Of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and of course the timeless Little Drummer Boy, the Bob Seger version?
No. It's okay. King and Country.
Okay.
But, you know.
The show is perfect for all ages. Bring the entire family, kids 12 and under, get in free with an adult. Ticket prices $29.50. Additional child $15. Seniors 60 plus $25.50. Use the link to buy tickets or call at 715-732-2006. We've got that number for you if you want to text us. We can give it to you. Or you can stop at the Community Rec Center to buy tickets. You can reach out for them. KROGERS at marinette.wi.us or SKATZBECK at marinette.wi.us. But once again, the Community Rec Center, 2501 Pierce Avenue in Marinette. This sounds like a lot of fun. And this is coming up on the 20th.
You bet. On Friday night.
There you go.
We were just talking to our previous guest about, you know, kids are coming home or parents and, you know, don't people have enough stuff? Like in especially here in Wisconsin, just in terms of the four seasons, everybody's got gloves and hats and just candles. And experience is where it's at. And this could be that gift.
Let's go back to 1741. That'll get your guests' attention.
Okay.
We're in Dublin, Ireland, and they're playing Hallelujah for the first time. Okay. You know what that gig actually did? It benefited people in debtors' prisons who owed people money to release them for the holidays for their family.
Really?
That's where the money came. So I've kind of followed, and other musicians way before me have followed that their entire lives. This tour has benefited education, CASA, I mean, helping kids that really need something. And that the bins were full last year, helping kids that really want a Christmas. Give them something.
That checks all the boxes.
It does. It really
I'm glad that money kind of stays local. I mean, CASA is so important. We need that money, or they need that money. That's great. I didn't know that Hallelujah, you kind of got that down, too, a little bit.
Hey, you did that. Give me that one more time. Give it one more time.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That is really good.
Yeah.
All right, the bell.
When Len was on the air, I sang Fred Bear at APL, and then I got kicked out of it because I sang it opera style. Fred Bear, walk with me through these trails again.
Wow. Hey,
get out of here.
For anybody that doesn't know about Steam, describe the background and what you guys do and how this all came together with a bunch of eclectic people, and you put this all together.
And make it really, really fun.
Yeah.
Torme walked in my classroom, and I go, can I help you? He goes, I'm Steve Morge Torme. And I went, wow, who the hell are you? And we just kind of got a unique friendship, and he's a wonderful talent, and we have a great bunch of eclectic people from Kenosha all the way to Stevens Point.
Wow.
And it's 13 people, and I'm gonna tour with extra strings this week. So, I mean, just fun. And it's a good time, and we're all adults. It's not this, you know, somebody's, you know, hey, can I date your girlfriend when you're done?
Yeah, kind of
None of that
Somebody's girlfriend doesn't like one of the bandmates
because
he gets too much publicity yada, yada. And why is he being featured more than you? And kind of things.
You must have played in a band.
I've heard every story from every guy that's ever been in a band.
Exactly. You know?
And 13 people is, that's a lot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you keep it together. You keep it friendly. I mean, it sure comes across to the audience that you guys are having a good time up there.
I mean, and the appreciative, you know, feeling for the gig is not walking into a theater going, wow, this band really cares. All their gear could fit into a 74 Pinto wagon. No, we're traveling. I mean, this thing's got some stuff. And that's what people want. You give them what they want, and you give them what they need.
What would you describe your sound as?
For the rock, jazz, and it's pleasing to the ear. Our signature is statement for us is music that's not in your face, it's in your soul.
Oh, I like that.
I don't want anything in my face, you know?
I like that a lot.
You bet.
Kids from 1 to 92, like I said, that's a great experience to take your family to, your parents, or if the kids are home from college. I mean, you want to do something memorable. Like, oh, that's the year we went to that. Of course, you can go to this every year. Tell me how the show lays out, how it works out.
Realistically, we take some of the best things that Mel Torme wrote, and then we take some of the things like a simple, you know, Rudolph, but basically with a 22-year-old Lawrence graduate named Michael Murphy, who's an absolute craze. He looks like he hasn't seen Cost Cutters in 5 years. it plays out. And when you have five lead singers in a band, it's not like one person singing all night. And it's just got a balance to it. And it's really special. I came home last weekend. I told my wife, I think I just played one of the most perfect gigs. It's like, wow. And there was whiskey there. That was even better.
So, wait a minute. That's awesome. You have in your band, a 13-member band, is that right?
Yes.
And you've got five of the people have been the leads of their own bands.
Oh, absolutely.
Easy. That's cool.
And lead singers, too.
And you don't have any ego problems?
No.
That's why I was.
That's great.
And I think he's being sincere about that. Usually that does, and it's a lot of times it comes from the spouse, you know, like Johnny's saying. And I think it's, you've kind of kept it all like, hey, we're in this to perform.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a band together that just, you know, and Vic Ferrari was the perfect band with a perfect business acumen. You know, it just worked.
That was fun.
And, you know, I'm really happy to sit there and say I formed something different that had nothing to do with it. It's not like, you know, when it went Ozzy at Pipe Dreams in 81, he went up and played Black Sabbath stuff over at the Brown County Arena. No, it's a kind of different animal that we went to hunt. And it's fun. And it stayed fun.
That's awesome. So this is the 20th, right? Is that when is this
Friday
one night? Just one night
one
and
night.
Only night? Ooh.
Night.
All right.
I'm going from Manitowoc to the Capitol Civic Center with Symphony on the Rocks plus Holiday Pops, this show.
That's also very popular, isn't it? The Manitowoc.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah. We're really for Thursday night, we got a full house coming, and you know, we're going to, Ron and I from Vic and a couple other guys are going to play some, like, Take on Me and, you know, Mr. Blue Sky, those kind of things, you know, and with a symphony. So, I mean, but it's included in that thing. So I call it Symphony on the Rocks and Holiday Pops.
Okay. Like, if we want to go to these things, and do you have just your website or how do we find out all
really
these things?
Because
that Manitowoc thing is a good time.
Oh, yeah. You just go for kids from one and then the TO92.org.
Okay.
And it's working great, and people have responded because you're giving them a good value also. You know, I'm not stabbing people for $100 for 45 minutes.
How do you guys travel with all that equipment and 13 fellas?
We got a really good crew out of Two Rivers, I kid you not, and basically everybody just kind of takes their cars. I mean, come on. If you think living on a tour bus has got to be fun, hey, is this somebody's dirty sock in my bunk? That's awesome. Thanks a million. I'm at the place I want clean sheets and I want a good breakfast.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know?
Although I will say this, everybody who hasn't done it romanticizes in their mind how much fun it'd be to be with a band in a van. You know what I mean?
No.
I was at the Northland this morning, like at 5 o'clock, and then the
some tour bus was there.
Yeah.
Guys out there squeegeeing the windows, getting it all cleaned up, you know, just because that, I don't know. I agree with you. I'd rather take my own car and
sleep in a hotel. We had Barbara Mandrell's tour bus for Vic Ferrari, I think, in the early 90s. And it was
really?
Like, oh, yeah. And it was like, okay, this is not, I mean, it's nice to sleep for a couple of years. Hey, rock star, this is great. No. Nah, don't bring it.
You're at that point in your career now. You just want to be comfortable, huh?
That's it.
Yeah.
So who does the design the show? Do you do that? Is that you?
I do most of it. Yeah, but I mean, you always have to include everybody else's opinion to say, hey, what, you know, and that's the best thing about playing with adults. They have their own opinions and go, hey, I like this or I don't like this. You know, there's nothing behind the back or behind the bush. It's just, come on.
You know, we talk with Dennis. He's a regular on here from the glam band.
You bet.
Dennis Peters all the time. And just about in all the different bands he's been in, all the different bands his other people have been in. And getting that stability of just a bunch of people, men, women, whatever, who all just have the same mission.
You bet.
It's harder than you might think.
Oh, without doubt.
But when you do get it, it's magical, isn't it?
It's total magic. Like I said, that's how I felt the whole past week. Played in Fond du Lac, played the PAC, 2,200 people in Appleton, went to Oshkosh, played to 1,000 people for two nights. You're sitting there going, okay, now this is a good time that we all worked for.
We're in Oshkosh.
You know, Grand Theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you play some cool places.
It's really nice.
I mean, we stood on stage at the Grand Theater when we went down there, and it's just like you sounded good just talking on the stage.
Right.
Oh, without a doubt.
Although I believe the stage, I've told Jim this many times, where I had to give a speech or I had to, you know, just whatever, speak engagement. And it's like, oh, I sound good. And that was the Widener.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
point. I mean, just talking on stage at the Widener. And I remember a time we had to do those celebrity, it was the play Spider-Man was at the Widener. And they had local people play the parts of a reporter. They say Spider-Man is, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, one of those parts. And even with that, it's like, whoa, this is cool.
And those are nice places. I mean, the Grand is great, but PAC is great. You know, two different venues as
well. The Grand in Wausau is one of the top 300 places to play in the world. We're there on Sunday. We're at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. That's one of the most beautiful theaters I've ever been in.
Another place that people have talked about, we have somebody come on here, is the one in Green Lake-ish. Todd, the Opera House.
Thrasher.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and glad we preserved some of these. I'm glad we built some new things. I mean, I just think you have to have a venue for you to perform.
Oh, yeah.
And that's incumbent upon not you as a band. That's incumbent upon the community to do, to have those things. And, you know, you go down to, can't think of the name of the place, down in, right outside of Indianapolis, the next community, all roundabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole thing is built around Carmel. A theater. Carmel. No, sure. That's Carmel. Carmel is on the West Coast. That's Carmel.
I still laugh when I was...
Have you been? That is unbelievable what they built down there. And it's strictly for people like you. And it's attracted. It's built that whole town.
I'm always fascinated by the fact of these theaters that totally, really, these towns that get after the arts and they support it. It's like, wow. And if there's any musicians out there, you know, listening and going, well, my career is struggling, whatever... You're listening to a guy that I played lefties with a band called Triple Forte when I was 19. Long hair, everything else, playing Black Sabbath and everything. I can remember had 2 days there, and I got fired after the first one. And right down the street, okay, when I was 18. And you sit there going, I might have to look at my business acumen again one more time and figure out what I'm trying to do. You got to figure it out. And it's like the Edison quote of like, many of life's failures are people who were close to success. They didn't realize it when they gave up. And there's a big difference. I kept at it, and I got my butt kicked a couple times like everybody else.
Yeah.
And you just had to figure it out. Wow, and it's like, that's awesome.
Good stuff. I'll tell you what. It's always great. This is so insightful. I mean, this is... Because I don't know that world, and for people like you that have been in the trenches for a long time, I love it. Michael Bailey from Steam, concert coming up in Marinette on Friday night, the 20th. Get a hold of the folks at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, which is a happening place right now. You can call 715-732-2006. 715-732-2006. Always great having you on here.
You guys are the best. Thanks a million.
You are too, Michael Bailey. We'll be back. See you. Mind on the Mayor after this. Now I'm the one sleeping all alone. Sleeping single in a double bed.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on the impact of Shelby County versus Holder, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision invalidating Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Anticipating even more erosion of the VRA, some states have passed their own state VRAs. It's not only the dismantling of Section 5, the preclearance requirements for states with a history of discrimination. The conservative justices also made proving racial gerrymandering harder under Section 2, and they've made it easier for a state legislature to dilute minority voting power. And in the lower courts, more cases attempting to keep individual voters from bringing voting rights lawsuits under the VRA are pending. With dwindling protections from the federal government, California, Washington, Oregon, Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and Minnesota have enacted state VRAs. Michigan, Maryland, New Jersey, and Florida have efforts underway. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund recommends that state VRAs should have preclearance requirements for municipalities which have patterns of discrimination. Rules should include a prohibition against vote denial or dilution through gerrymandering, strong protections against intimidation or deception, language assistance, a statewide database to make evidence-based decisions on election administration, and a directive to the state judiciary to support pro-voter and pro-democracy decisions. We have the recommendations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back.
Back to Elvis.
Once again, thank you, Michael Bailey. Great concert coming up Friday night in Marinette. We've got some tickets to give away for this fantastic show taking place at the Community Rec Center in Marinette. Ton, how can people get some without paying?
Very simple. Just text it right now that you'd like to go see Steam. Text me the word Steam, but it's spelled STEEM. I've got a family four-pack for the next five people who text in.
Wow.
And we will set you up with tickets for the show coming up on Friday night. The word Steam, STEEM. Text it on the Civic Media app. Download that. Choose WISS or WGBW. Text in right now.
Johnny's like, why is he making such a big deal about how to spell Steam?
I know, right? I had to double check that, actually. Am I wearing women's glasses?
Always. STEEM.
Why do you even ask?
I know. The answer is yes.
I just saw myself on screen. Oh, my God.
They're not that bad. I don't think those are the worst ones you've had.
No. Correct.
Those other ones, those like cat lady ones, are like.
Yeah.
With the little, you know, the little diamonds up in the
corner. Oh, my God. Those were the worst. Yeah. I can't believe I did that.
What's the car you drove?
Probe.
Okay.
You got a wheeze out of the pod.
That's pretty good.
Hey, do you remember those, the Ford Probe?
Yes.
I thought those were going to be the hot car for the hot guys.
Yeah. Wrapped it around Brett Favre's pillar, huh?
Yes. True story.
Ooh. Yeah. That story will carry.
Have you seen Mino lately? He's been dressing like a woman.
Well, I told you I was in the elevator here, and I didn't talk to this guy the whole time. He's like kind of looking at me, and then I realized I was wearing women's glasses with the diamonds in them. Nice. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, good morning.
I just want to say something.
Oh, boy.
You were not a good influence to me at Jim's party.
What?
Because when you told me to sing.
I did not.
For Blue Creek. You did too.
Yeah. I did not.
You totally did, Nikki.
He blamed you, Nikki. And
John,
so we had just
Mino.
You're like, Mino, sing along with him. Sing along.
For the record.
I said don't.
No, you
okay,
said,
I think. Yeah, because you were kind of behind me. Well, way behind me. But so we had these 21 talented kids come to
from
sing.
Michigan.
From Michigan.
Very.
very talented. Gorgeous.
And then they started singing
Blue Christmas.
Right.
And I
thought, what kid? I'm looking around thinking, what? Who's off key up there? Because they've been singing great all night.
Well, I would give.
But then I turned around. It's like, aha.
I think what I said was, this is not your turn to sing.
I thought you said it's your turn to sing.
And what does John do is elevates his voice.
Yeah.
Hey, just want to pass this guy. There's kind of some breaking news this morning. Oh. Increased police presence at Green Bay East and Green Bay West schools today.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind with the students and stuff like that. They're just... check it out, a threat of potential school shootings.
I saw a text, and I wasn't sure if I didn't want to say anything. I wasn't sure if that was like legit.
He had me read that, and it didn't seem like it was a real credible source on your phone. It was like a person, a friend of yours. That's not credible.
But that is, I mean, they actually did send out a release, huh, Tom?
Okay.
So increased police presence at Green Bay East and Green Bay West this morning because of some potential threats. Okay.
Let's avoid that area.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But no, you were, and then of who is the bad influence, Jim, I want to look you in the eye right now and tell you it was not me that stole the vodka.
No! No! Okay, no.
It was not.
No, here's...
Mine own.
You took it, though.
Took one look at me, said, you got a big coat. You got a big coat. Get in there. Get that vodka.
She's walking out with her coat. There's a bulge in her coat. And I'm like, just... tell me.
Just happy to see you,
like,
Jim.
But yeah, just like...
No, but here's the deal. Kid. He told me he specifically bought me a bottle of vodka. Did you not during the week?
No, he specifically bought you the Tang flavor enhancer with your vodka.
And then I had some left in another bottle, but then I bought, another bottle.
When
I said I bought it for you, it didn't really mean for you to take home. I bought it so I would have vodka on tap for you because I know you drink a lot.
I thought that's what you meant was your, and then what's left, go ahead and take.
And so
I
bought,
but the bottle was empty.
But I bought.
So you had a lot. I only had one drink. So you had a lot of vodka drinkers there that night. I had one drink, two maybe. And that whole big bottle of Kirkland's was gone. So I thought, well, it's gone. And we're walking out and there's that other bottle. I said, oh, that must be what Jim meant for me to take.
Whatever.
As he's got a very firm grip on my arm, squeezing, saying, "But go.
Johnny,
you got to be
there's other people who drink old fashions, so that's I said when I said to them, "Look, I picked up another bottle of brandy for you for old fashions." They didn't take it with them.
No, but you know why? Because I thought you meant like absolutely this is for you. Here's for you to drink. I don't have a lot of vodka drinkers coming here. Go ahead and drink it. And then what's left, take.
What I said was I have some absolute vodka.
Yeah.
And you took it home.
No, absolute. Tito's.
Okay, whatever.
He's a very hard study, ladies and gentlemen. He will take your invitation literally.
I'm glad.
But then what you missed, Mr. Mayor, on the way out, leaving your house, as I was in heels... and Mino in very supportive and low to the ground.
Very supportive.
Very, I don't know,
orthopedic shoes.
Orthopedics. He has his death grip on my arm. He's pulling me. Because
it was a little slippery down the sidewalk.
And he even says, if you think I'm hanging on to you so you don't fall down, that is not the case.
Well, yes. Whatever.
So,
but it was a great party, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
Yes.
So thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. We enjoy entertaining.
What time did the last person leave?
That wasn't too bad. I think it was 20 to 10. 9:30 to 10. It was past the 9. She brought me some napkins that said the party's over at 9.
I saw those.
It was, get this, it was 5 to 9. I start walking around holding them off in the living room. I'm like, can you guys read?
It was great. Love to have you, but love to see
but
you.
But it's also 9 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jim, thanks for a great party. It really was awesome.
Thanks we're going to have a great week.
We are. This is going to be a
phenomenal week.
This is going to be a good week.
We're back in tomorrow morning. We got our 100-year-old veteran coming in tomorrow, anniversary of the Battle of Bulge. You don't want to miss that. See ya!
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS. Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees remain the focus on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr. will meet with more than two dozen senators this week. But as those meetings continue, ABC Stephen Portnoy says there's another priority, keeping the government funded. Text of a short-term agreement did not materialize over the weekend.
5 days before a shutdown deadline, there's still no agreement on enhanced aid to cash-strapped farmers. There is still hope for a deal and just enough time to get it onto President Biden's desk if the text can be released quickly. It's expected a short-term stopgap would keep government agencies funded through mid-March to allow time for the new Congress and the Trump administration to come up with a broader spending package that reflects their priorities.
Elected leaders from several northeastern states continue to call on the federal government to give them more resources to address drone sightings. In his first statement since fleeing to Russia, ousted Syrian leader Bashar Assad said he never wanted to flee but left when it became too dangerous to stay. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WI.